So let's review. Our shiur began with the first mishnah of the parak describing the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash on a regular day as an introduction to this parak which will describe avodas Yom Kippur. Zok the mishnah, Amalem Hamamuna, Tzu'u Ru'u in Megiyah Zman HaShechita. The avodah of every day begins with the sacrificing of the Korban Tamid, which cannot commence until daybreak. Therefore, the one appointed to determine if daybreak has arrived calls on other kahanim to go up on the roof of the Beis HaMikdash to see if the sun has begun to rise. If the first rays of the sun are sighted, the kohen checking calls out Bar Kai, which means that the morning star has begun to shine. Masi ben Shmuel holds that the kohen must verify that the sun has sufficiently risen to begin lighting up the entire eastern sky, a time that is later than Bar Kai. The Mimuna then asks, Atche b'chevren? The Mimuna asks if the sun can be seen all the way until the city of Chevron and waits for a positive answer. The Yerushalmi explains that we mention Chevron to arouse and remember the schus of the Yisheni Chevron, the Avos HaKadoshim who are buried in Chevron. The Mishnah explains further. All these measures and precautions were taken because one time they mistook the moonlight for sunlight and brought the Korban Tamid before its time, which rendered it possible. The Mishnah now turns to the Seder HaYom of Yom Kippur and relates that after the announcement about bringing the Korban Tamid, HaYiridu Kohen Gadol LeBeis HaTfila, the Kohen Gadol would immerse himself in the mikveh before beginning the Avodah. The Mishnah concludes, Zeh HaKlal HaYom B'Mikdash, Kol HaMeisu Ches Raglov Ton Tfila, as a general rule, after a bowel movement, the kohen must immerse himself in the mikveh, and after urinating, he must wash his hands and feet from the kiyar. After discussing the morning times, the Gemara discusses times for tefillas mincha, which the Gemara refers to as tzilusei d'Avram. The Mefarshim explained that although we know that tefillas mincha is usually attributed to Yitzchak Avinu, all the others davened all three tefillas, and it was Yitzchak Avinu who established it for posterity. We associate this tefillah with Avram Avinu as he was the Ikar HaAvos, the first of the forefathers. Amar Rav Safra, Tzloisi d'Avram mechi mashchri kaisli. Avram Avinu would daven mincha as soon as the walls would begin to darken, which was right at noontime. And we must learn from Avram Avinu by example, as the Brisa says that from the pasuk Uvayom Hashmini Yimul Es Pesar Olasai, we learn that Kol Hayim Karsha Lamila, one can fulfill the mitzvah of Bris Mila all day. However, Zerizim Makdim L'Mitzvahs. We must fulfill the mitzvahs at the earliest opportunity. As we find regarding the Akedah, the Pasuk says, V'yashkim Avram B'Baker. Avram Avinu woke up early in the morning to go to the Akedah. Avram Avinu showed and taught us to do mitzvahs with speed and alacrity. The Gemara challenges the ruling of Mincha at noon from the law of Korban Tamid on Erev Pesach, which falls on Shabbos, where Nishchat B'Shesh U'Mechtza, the Korban Tamid of the afternoon would be brought at 6.5 hours and not exactly at midday. The Gemara gives three answers. V'dilma koisli debeis hamikdash b'sheshu mechtza mishri, b'shem dolei mecham nituba. Perhaps the walls of the Beis HaMikdash would only darken at about a half hour after Chatzos Yom, because they were not perfectly vertical. They were wider at the bottom and narrower on the top. Shani Avram, the itztagninus gedoy lehoisa b'libay. Avram Avinu was an expert in astrology. Or, Avram Avinu was a great scholar and was able to discern the exact time of Chatzos, but we must wait a bit longer to be sure that it's after Chatzos. The Gemara continues to discuss the great wisdom of the Avos. Great Torah wisdom always prevailed amongst our forefathers, and all three Avos and others were Zaken v'Yeshiv v'Yeshiva. The Gemara cites Psukim in which the word Zikna is used, which stands for Zek Kana Chachma. He possesses great Torah wisdom. Amar Rav, Kaim Avram Avinu Kala Torah Kula, Shenema Ekev Ashasham Avram B'Kaili V'Goymer. Avram Avinu did not only study and know the Torah, but also fulfilled it to the fullest. Amar Rava, V'Temer Ravashi, Kaim Avram Avinu Afil Eruvi Tevshilin, Shenema Torah Soi, Achas Torah Shebiksav, Rava or Ravashi adds that Avram Avinu even fulfilled mitzvahs derabbanan, such as Erev Tavshilin, from the word Torosai, in plural, implying more than one Torah. We see that Avram Avinu fulfilled even Torah Shabbat Peh, the oral Torah. The Gemara now questions that which the Mishnah said. V'lam ha'hutzuchu l'kach, sh'pamachas olam o'r ha'levana, v'dim ha'sheir mizrach, v'shachdu es ha'tamid, v'yitzi'u l'beis ha'sreifa. All these measures and precautions were taken because one time they mistook the moonlight for sunlight and brought the Karban Tamid before its time, which rendered it possible. The Gemara asks, how was the light of the moon mistaken for the rays of the sun, as each have different distinct qualities? The moonlight is clear and appears straight like a stick, as opposed to the sun, whose rays appear slightly diffused. The Gemara answers, it was a cloudy day, and the moonlight appeared diffused as well.